Track 7, Twin Talents. Twins Helen and Sarah are opposites in many ways, except for a shared ability, as Kate Wolstenholme discovers.
Mirror image twins Sarah Burt and Helen Hobbs are like the halves of a whole, different in so many ways, but similar in one very special one. And they are both brilliant artists. Older by 10 minutes, Sarah loves pink. Helen loves blue. Sarah is creative and Helen is practical. Sarah is left-handed. Helen is right. Sarah was the popular one growing up, whilst Helen grew up in the background. And when Sarah was recovering illness and found she had a talent for art, it was a surprise to Helen years later to discover she possessed the same ability. Mirror image traits are a characteristic of some identical twins. When one looks at the other, it's like looking in a mirror, with features appearing asymmetrically. Growing up, you were classed as the twins, and you just assume you are the same, says Helen. It was like that until we were about 50, and then we realised how different we are. Born in Norfolk 65 years ago, Sarah and Helen's adult lives took the twins to London to practice nursing, where one colleague thought for several years that the two were one and the same person, never questioning how many hours they appeared to be doing. They both returned to King's Lynn with their own families in later life, and Sarah says, "It felt like home. It was the fresh air and the countryside. Oh, and being near the sea," adds Helen. At the age of 24, Sarah was diagnosed with an ovarian cyst, and having to take a year away from her studies, she picked up a brush and painted an anemone. The thrill of putting watercolour on paper, I was hooked. And ever since, Sarah has been going to the Cambridge Botanical Gardens on painting courses, developing her lifetime of work on flora, whilst being greatly inspired by Georgia O'Keeffe. Years later, in 2017, Helen was diagnosed with severe heart failure and had a defibrillator put in. She was persuaded by Sarah to pick up a watercolour set as therapeutic healing. And thinking that there was no chance of being as talented as her sister, Helen was wrong, and her talent flourished, turning to fauna for inspiration. "I didn't know what I was doing, but I absolutely fell in love with watercolour." Now, their styles, as well as their favourite subjects, are also opposite. "She is a meticulous botanical watercolour artist, and I'm drawn," please forgive that pun, "to paint wildlife in a looser and more impressionistic style," says Helen. It's a twin thing, and Sarah says, "My husband says when we are together, he sees us as one, whereas when we are apart, he sees me as half there." When one is emotionally up, the other is down. Sarah says, "When we were 8, Helen was over in the allotment with Dad, and I was in the kitchen with Mum. I suddenly screamed out as I had a pain on my lower leg, but there was nothing to see. And then 2 hours later, when Helen came home, she had been stung in the exact same spot. When Sarah was hit by a motorbike in London, away from Helen, Helen knew something must have happened to Sarah as she felt uneasy, and it transpired Sarah had broken her leg. Sarah can knit and sew exquisitely. I cannot even sew on a button," says Helen. "And when I cook, it is very plain, roast beef and apple pie, and not brandy snap baskets served with raspberry coulis."